Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. Our guest today is John Cartwright. He is a minister in the United Methodist Church and also the Martin Luther King Jr. Professor of Social Ethics at Boston University. He attended this college with Martin Luther King Jr. in the 1950s and is the expert on King's life and his spiritual beliefs here at BU. He is known largely as a political activist, and yet the deepest dimension of his life is drawn from his heartfelt faith in God and his deep connection with the spirit that he felt was the goodness vibrating in the universe. What was the nature of his personal faith? How did he commune with God?
This was growing in Martin King and being chiseled out in a cameo form as he progressed until the very critical time in Montgomery when his home during the period of the Montgomery boycott, when his home was bombed. And
this was during the 50s?
This was during the 50s. And the family dashed to the kitchen and huddled around the kitchen table and, shaking and very fearful, had to face the fundamental question not only of death, but the fundamental question of what was the content of their faith. And Martin says that at that particular time, he heard the voice of God say to him, "I will be with you. You need not fear." And he felt at that moment something that perhaps he had never felt before. He felt not just an intellectual acceptance of God, not just a kind of doctrinal acceptance of God, but a personal acceptance of God, a personal relationship, as it were, with God. So I count that particular time as being, in his life, a very important spiritual plateau.
What in his writings, his sermons, his speeches illumines that personal relationship with God that he had?
He felt that God is, he would often say, for example, "I don't know what the future holds, but I do know who holds the future." He had a kind of faith in God which said, although we may suffer and things may look bleak at any particular period, in the whole plan of God, we should not fear, because the universe itself is on the side of justice and right. And God will make all things possible. We should not sit back, however, and say, "I will leave it to God to do all of this," because he has given us freedom and responsibility. But we should behave with the certain knowledge that the victory has already been won in God. And that knowledge should give us the courage to go on.
How sure was he of that?
If there's anything in his life that I think he had to be sure of, I think it was that. He would not have had the courage to go on amid all of the disappointments and the hatred that he experienced in that very short life. He had to have this kind of faith in God to sustain him. And without it, Martin King would not have been Martin King.